Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here with the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, joins us from ETFtrends.com, where he is the editor and where they do information that is not just, hey, what Tom likes and finds trending, but anything you want to know about ETFs from soup to nuts. So check out the site for more information on all things ETF related. Follow them on Twitter. They're at ETFtrends.com. No, that's their website. They're love it when I am just messing things up.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Ah, damn it.
They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. And I think I've mentioned the website already twice. It's ETFtrends.com. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. The summer heat's getting to you.
Something's getting to me, that's for sure. Our ETF of the week is
the VanEck Vectors Green Bond ETF, ticker symbol GRNB.
The VanEck Vectors Green Bond ETF, GRNB. Green bond means we're talking about a social investment or a social ETF. I hate calling them socially responsible because it at least implies that everyone else is irresponsible. But that's an unusual pick from the standpoint of, well, I'm going to have to ask you in a moment whether or not you can be a little bit green. Like, you know, we know, as Kermit says, it's not easy being green. So why this fund right now?
I think we're using it as an example, Chuck. I mean, it is a new ETF. It doesn't have 200 days. There's no trend in place. However, there are a couple things here. Number one, it's a great example of how creative the ETF industry is getting. VanEck is very creative with different thematic ETFs that are out there, and this is one of the latest. Listen, it's also a way where a lot of investors have to think about their portfolio going forward from a, you know, a value standpoint. Do you invest with your heart? And this is something that's becoming more and more popular among investors today. This ETF invests in debt securities issued to finance projects to promote things like climate change or adapt to other environmentally sustainable purposes. There's a lot of good things about the money that's raised with green bonds, for sure, and there are a lot of good companies that are behind it. Does it necessarily pay you a greater yield? Not necessarily, but while you're making money, you're also feeling good about it. And there's one other thing, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but there are a lot of us that are either close to retirement or in retirement. We're trying to do a good job with our portfolios, but we're also trying to teach the next generation about how it's important to be responsible on how you invest. And number one, one of the best things you can do is replace an actively managed, underperforming mutual fund with a big expense ratio to something like an ETF. But if you want to really connect with the next generation, talk about socially responsible investing. And here's a way to do that with this type of ETF.
I said I was going to ask you this question. Can you be a little bit green? I mean, most people build a portfolio and then at some point they may decide they want to go the social side of things. Is it at all conflicted to you to say, okay, well, you know, I own multiple bond funds and one of them is responsible and it's doing the right things, but that means that the other ones maybe aren't. Is it okay? Or is this sort of like being a little bit pregnant?
Well, I think you can. And here's an example. First of all, many of us have a Barclays aggregate bond benchmark for our fixed income allocation in our portfolio. That includes treasuries, maybe munis, maybe corporates and high yields. It's kind of a combination of everything. Well, listen, in a rising rate environment, long-term treasury bonds don't do very well. However, during that same period of time, history has shown that corporate bonds and high-yield bonds actually do pretty well. In this case, the duration of this ETF is a little over 6 years, which isn't that long. The yield's a little over 1%, which isn't that much less than what you'd get from a five-year treasury. So I would make a case for switching out part of your treasury allocation, especially your long-term treasury allocation, which, again, yield isn't most important. It's really making sure you're holding on to principal, because these bonds are backed by corporations that happen to be in the socially responsible area. So if you're looking or concerned about rising interest rates, you want to pare back on your long-term treasuries and maybe replace them with other corporate bonds that are highly rated, number one, and number two, have a shorter duration. You can replace that yield or even get a better yield during that. So that's a strategy, and it's a strategy that'll actually warm your heart a little bit as well.
And because we've got that warm your heart aspect to this, do you look at something like this and say, I make permanent allocations, or do you look at something like this and say, hey, if I'm a trend follower, I can do 200-day moving average on something like this?
Well, I think it's more of a permanent allocation, because you have more and more investors, especially younger investors today, that are saying, look, I don't need fancy stock pickers. I just want to invest along with the market. At the same time, I don't want my investment dollars going to things that I can't morally get behind. And even if it's a portion of your portfolio, this is something that's going to continue on from a trend standpoint. So we're going to hear more about it. It's something to look into. Again, if you go to VanEck's website and you look up GRNB, you're going to learn a lot about options that you have with this kind of a new, exciting area of the market.
It is the ETF of the week, the VanEck Vectors Green Bond ETF. Ticker symbol GRNB. Again, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information on all things ETF related by going to ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. And Tom, by the way, mentioned the VanEck website. That's VanEck.com. Just like it sounds. All right, we just got off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. There's lots more to come. We'll be back with the big interview in just a moment.